Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
All that's necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. A quote that no doubt you're familiar with from, of course, often attributed to Edmund Burke. All that's necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. What is it that causes someone to act versus motivates somebody to just keep it moving? To not act when you see something, to step in and do something about it, or to just carry on with your day and to do nothing and to not act. There's obviously a lot there. And this is something that's been studied relentlessly for as long as human beings have been human beings. It's talked about in the Bible with the story of the Good Samaritan, the famous Kitty Genovese case in New York, which no doubt you're probably familiar with, but we also have countless new examples of it with COVID and lockdowns and masking, and to a degree we have it with cancel culture, and or at least cancel culture has made it a lot more scary slash painful slash difficult slash impossible for people to raise their hand and to say, this is BS. The emperor has no clothes, which is another wonderful example of it. This contagion, this just sort of mass psychosis, delusional kind of thinking. I think it's a rare thing where human beings are comfortable slash confident slash willing to go it alone. We are programmed and hardwired for survival, and dangerous thing for a human being to be on their own because they don't have the resources of community. And so to step outside of the common thinking, the common orthodoxy, is a dangerous thing. It just has been forever. You're going to get eaten by an animal out there on your own. You're going to starve to death. You're going to freeze to death, whatever it might be. So many different reasons why we fail to act in times where we know that we should act. And then to complicate it even further, we're in a time right now where those who do act are being punished for it, which is a really, really interesting slash terrifying slash terrible phenomenon. Because my belief is that you would want to incentivize good behavior. You'd want to incentivize heroic behavior. You'd want to incentivize people standing up for what is right, and to actually take action on their beliefs and their values versus seeing something, knowing that something should be done about it, but then not doing anything about it because of fear of reprisal or whatever it might be. So that's what I want to explore, get into that psychology, because it's certainly been studied ad nauseum for decades, and there's just several conditions that have to line up for a bystander to actually step in and do something. So let's talk about what those conditions are. The first is just a recognition, being able to see when something's wrong. So if you're going to do something about it, you have to notice that something is going on. And being that we live in an ever noisier, ever more distracted world, and that we're glued to our phones. And so I can easily just probably step over somebody on the street, and I'm sure that I've seen videos like that where I can just step right over them and don't even notice. And then you exacerbate that where it's pretty common these days, at least in our major cities, where there are just people on the street. Whereas 10, 20 years ago, maybe even 5 years ago, it all runs together. It would have been strange to step over a human being who is whatever, incapacitated, passed out, sleeping, laying on the ground, just laying on the street. So we have to interpret it as a problem because there's so many different examples of this. It could be that you observe two people having an argument. Well, if it's a man and a woman, it just could be a married couple having a disagreement. Could be people joking around, or it could be a legitimate problem. Could be that a fight is about to happen and somebody needs to intervene. So we need to be able to recognize and to suss out through our critical thinking skills that, yes, the thing that I'm observing is actually a problem and not just a nothing burger. Second thing that has to be present, we have to have a sense of personal responsibility. The whole Kitty Genovese case it's the story of diffusion of responsibility, that somebody else is going to call 911. And that's why when you're in an emergency situation and you, just as an example, you find yourself being the one who's giving CPR, to point to somebody, not just to yell, somebody call 911, but to designate somebody, you point at them, say, you call 911. So you're giving somebody the responsibility to do that. Otherwise, it's a diffusion of responsibility. And in a lot of ways, that's what we're seeing with a lot of cultural issues these days. And during COVID, people saying, well, somebody else is going to raise their hand and somebody else is going to do something about what is happening. And the personal responsibility is, if you recognize that I am the only person who is in a position to do anything about this, then I'm certainly a lot more likely to act. That being said, I have to believe that I'm in a position to help, because it could be a situation where I'm not equipped. I do not have the training or the ability or the skills, whatever it is, to do anything about this. So can I actually do something without making this worse? If you feel helpless, I don't have any first aid skills, I don't have a phone, I'm terrified of this, so I freeze. It could be that I do feel that I'm competent here. I do know CPR. I can at least make a phone call. Then I'm more likely to act. I have agency here. I have the ability to impact. And then you're going to look around. And people, for better or for worse, certainly take cues from the other human beings. We take cues from groups. So if everybody else looks totally indifferent to it, then odds are you're probably going to be indifferent to it as well. And that's just a really lemming, everybody jumps off a bridge, so you jump off it too, mindset. All the other human beings who are observing the same thing I'm observing, they do not perceive it to be a problem or there's nothing wrong here, so keep it moving. Then I'm probably more apt to keep it moving as well.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Behind the delivery trucks that keep your life stocked, thousands of employees at BP go to work every day. People bringing a new offshore production platform online. People making our refineries capable of more, like making renewable diesel from agricultural waste. People trading and shipping fuels to our customers. And people helping truckers fill up and get maintenance at our convenient locations. They're part of almost 300,000 jobs BP supports across the country. Learn more at bp.com/investing in America.
But if one person steps up, then others are more likely to start following. So are you that kind of person? It's interesting. And then, of course, we have to do a cost-benefit analysis. We have to do a calculation here. And we're always doing that. We're always sort of doing the math in our heads where you are weighing any risks that you could be taking on against what the benefit of you acting is. So if there's a really high personal risk, chance of violence or injury or embarrassment, well, you're probably not going to act. But if you think that, okay, I can certainly just make a quick call, I can call 911 here, then I'm probably going to do it. So if you see a child, it's a really interesting thought exercise where you see a kid drowning or struggling to swim in a pond, you'll probably jump in and attempt to save them. If, however, you are standing 100 feet above a body of water, a river or the ocean, and it looks really dangerous and you would be at high risk of jumping in to intervene, well, then the odds of you doing it are probably a lot lower. We need to be empathetic. If you're somebody with really strong or high sense of empathy or high level of empathy, if you're a really empathetic person, or the more that you identify with the victim, the higher the chance that you will intervene. So if it's somebody that's like you, seeing yourself in those shoes will increase your moral responsibility or the chances that you're going to do something about it. And then if you have a moral framework or your values are aligned with, or rather that you're somebody who will help those in need, then obviously the chances or the odds of you doing something about it are a lot higher. But if you're somebody who just doesn't give it an S or an F at all, well, then you're probably not going to. So that's pretty obvious. And I think that the Good Samaritan, the parable of the Good Samaritan is evidence of this, that values override social expectations. And when you act from conviction, that's going to tend to override any hesitation that you might have. So I want to build on that because I think it is instructive. So you think about what the decision tree is. If you're walking the road to Jericho as the Good Samaritan did, what happens? Well, you're walking past and you see that a man has been badly beaten and he's just laying on the side of the road. Three strangers pass. Each faces the same choice, but their inner decision tree is different for each. So the first is the priest. The priest sees something in the dust but doubts his eyes. So is this truly a victim, or is it some guy who's a drunk and he's just sleeping? This could be a trap. Could be somebody who's laid a trap for me. They're pretending to be injured. And so now I'm very, very uncertain. And the problem is not clear. So based on that ambiguity and the uncertainty, I'm going to keep it moving. So I'm not going to get involved in this. The next, the Levite in this example, he recognizes that the man on the side of the road is in trouble. But it's a busy road that he's on. There's a lot of travelers and there's people behind him. And so he thinks the math in his head is, well, somebody else is going to do something about this. I'm not the only one who sees what's going on here. So the burden or the weight of the responsibility that he feels is dispersed across all the people. And so he keeps it moving. Somebody else is going to do something about this. So the Samaritan, he now steps up and he identifies this person is suffering. And he feels the tug of responsibility, the pull of the responsibility. If I don't do something about this, who's going to? If it's not me, then who? So the little fear in the back of our mind says, well, you could be robbed, though. You could lose time. There'll be a high cost to you potentially. But then he weighs that upon, or rather against, or runs it through his values of being merciful, of human dignity, of being a good neighbor, being a member of a community, and judges that the risk is worth it. He has the ability. He has the ability in this example. He had a donkey that he could carry the man. He's got a money. He's got money that he can pay to put the man up in some kind of an inn or just a scenario where he can heal. And based on that information, he stops. And the Good Samaritan helps the man. So what do we take away from this? Well, some people, because they can't see the situation clearly, some fail to act because they don't feel responsible or they feel like somebody else is going to do it. And some fail because the costs outweigh the good. The potential cost of doing something in this scenario outweigh the benefit of actually doing something. So the one who acts is the one who moves steadily through that process. We see, we claim or accept responsibility, we trust that we have the ability to do something about it, and then we choose being merciful over being fearful. So we choose mercy over fear. That's a powerful thing right there. Choose mercy that we see for another human being or the value of speaking up, saying something, acting because you see an injustice. You see that action as being more valuable, more important than the fear of reprisal or anything else negative that could come along with that. Reputational damage, waste of time, waste of resources. You choose your values. You choose mercy over those fears. So in a lot of ways, that is a perfect illustration of the decision tree or the flowchart of, should I do something about this? In 2023, do you remember Daniel Penny, who was a Marine Corps veteran and was on the subway? And there was a gentleman who was acting extremely erratically. He was shouting, pacing, threatening people. And people were really scared of this guy. It was really clear, like really clear. And so everybody else was quiet. Some of them had, you know, we're listening to a podcast. We've got our eyes on our phone. We see and notice that this person is freaking out and acting incredibly erratically, but we are just pretending to be invisible. We're trying to make ourselves invisible so he leaves us alone. Okay. So others see, but they say, you know what? He's just yelling. He's probably harmless. He'll probably get off soon. And so that line of thinking leads to just inaction. Maybe it's even paralysis, that we feel really scared and really nervous. So I'm not going to move at all. I'm not going to take action. I'm not going to draw attention to myself. And if we don't see it as a legitimate emergency, then we're not going to do anything about it. So same kind of scenario. There are a lot of people on this train car. Somebody else is going to do something. Somebody else is better suited than I am to act on this. So it's diffusion of responsibility. And then you've got Daniel Penny. He is a Marine Corps veteran. He sees clearly that this guy is scaring the heck out of everybody. And he asks the question, if not me, then who?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
So he runs the numbers. He assesses the situation. I have training. I'm physically strong. I'm confident in my ability. And he takes action. He restrains the man holding on to him until he perceives that that the threat has been neutralized. But what happens? Then there's an aftermath. There are consequences. And there are certainly a lot of people who might, and this me included, view Daniel Penny as a hero because he acted and he put himself at risk physically in the moment. But as it works out, not everybody felt that way. He's not received universal gratitude. He's not perceived and celebrated as the hero that he is. In fact, he was prosecuted. He faced criminal charges, political S show, huge debates. Thank goodness he was eventually cleared, but it sent this huge ripple. If I step in, will I be punished for this? No good deed goes unpunished. So is it safer to stay quiet even if somebody is being harmed? Whew. We need to take a really, really hard look. You and I need to take a really hard look to think about, are we wanting to elevate people who act in this way, or are we wanting to deter this kind of behavior? I believe that we should celebrate and encourage people that when you see something, you say something or you do something. What do you think about that? So, in ancient stories, that barrier was fear. You're getting robbed. You're losing time. Today, we've got a fear of judgment, of punishment, of being vilified, of losing our freedoms, losing our careers, losing our legitimate fear of being put in prison. And that's going to change my calculus for sure. So even if I follow the steps of that decision tree that I've been talking about, it's like, what is it that causes someone to act when everybody else is not acting? Super dangerous to now add one more reason to not do anything. And it almost makes you conspiratorial. Almost makes you say, oh my goodness, why are we doing that? What is the motivation for punishing this person? Oftentimes, our inaction is caused from distraction. It's caused by ambiguity. It's caused by that diffusion of responsibility. If we're going to act, we need to be clear. We need to accept the responsibility. We need to have the ability to do something, and we need to be brave enough to take action. But then, will I be punished for doing that? And certainly when we're just talking about nonviolent, more society-wide issues like COVID and masking and you name it, the vaccine. How do we stand up to that? And it was pretty heavy-handed the last time around. Immense shame and people losing their careers and their livelihoods and their businesses. Almost as though we have no choice but to stand up and to risk our personal safety and to risk our personal situation. Going back to Edmund Burke, all that's necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. It makes me want to act. And, you know, hearing stories, or we're all familiar with the Stanford prison experiment, where they section the class into the prison guards and then the prisoners, and in short order, or very short amount of time, all the guards started really abusing the prisoners and just being on the wrong side of history. So you can map this onto any kind of a conflict where good people did nothing. And I always look and see, okay, well, how would I have reacted in that scenario? What would I have done? Would I have gone along with the mob, or would I have stayed on my own? Would I have stood up on my own? And There have been times in my life where I have acted. I have stood up for what I believe to be true, put myself at risk, but then there's certainly times that I have just kept it moving also. I'm not in a position, I don't have the heads, whatever. I just didn't do anything when I knew that I should have. I guess the point of this is to think about what I'll do next time. As the saying goes, do your best with what you know. When you know better, do better. It's very germane to this because I don't want evil to triumph. And I am a good person. And I believe you to be that as well. Final conversation or final thought on this, going back to that idea of that thought exercise. If you're walking past a body of water, you see a kid who's struggling to swim, that you would jump in and attempt to save that child. Well, let's take this all the way down to you and me, just you really. If you are struggling to swim in some aspect of your life, maybe you're overweight, you're not exercising, maybe you're broke, maybe you're depressed, maybe you're lonely, maybe you're just don't feel like you are moving in the right direction. Are you willing to extend yourself the same courtesy of that you would extend to that child who's struggling to swim? Will you give yourself the resources that you need to stop drowning? Raise your hand, have the courage, find the resources, get the accountability to start moving in the direction of the life that you truly want. All too often, we view ourselves as not worthy of compassion, not worthy of care, not worthy of love. And that's wrong. You are worthy. You are deserving. But we're not entitled to any of it. And nobody's coming to save us. Nobody's coming to save you. It's incumbent upon each of us to give ourselves, to take action, to not be a bystander in our own lives when things are not going as we wish them to go. To step in on our own behalf. That's what I want for you. And if we do that for ourselves, I think it's going to better position us to help other people as well, in our immediate family and then our community, and you can extend that out. So I guess the closing thought is become the hero that you need now, and in so doing, you'll be in a better position to be the hero that we need you to be as well. As always, do your part by doing your best.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.